This is from the Benson Bulletin. Benson at War, Part 2, Autumn 1940. This account is written by Dave Rushton, a member of the Benson History Group, a part of the Bensington Society. As we have seen in a previous article, the summer and autumn of 1940 was a time when people held their breath in the face of an expected German invasion. The army was being rebuilt, retrained, and re-equipped, but this would take time. To buy time, the call went out in May 1940 for men to join a new armed force, the local defence volunteers, who would fight locally. An appeal by the government for the LDV rapidly led to Colonel Bremner raising the first squad in Benson in late May 1940, when this force was quickly renamed the Home Guard in July 1940, and a full Benson platoon was formed. However, it was not just about Dad's Army. A remarkable document has survived and is in our archives, reprinted in the book Benson, A Century of Change. And this document is the War Book, put together by the Benson Invasion Committee. This committee, chaired by Gerald Aldridge, represented the Home Guard, the ARP wardens, the women volunteers, the police, the fire service, and medical services. The War Book listed the committee's thinking on actions from a simple air raid to a full-scale invasion. Every possible scenario seems to have been considered and planned for. For security, a series of patrols were established around dawn and dusk while fire watchers stood on the alert. Equipment, from stirrup pumps for extinguishing fires through to cycles for communications, locations of stretchers through to digging tools were all listed with their locations. Provision of essential services such as food, water, medical, lighting, heating and sanitation. First aid posts, food kitchens, and billeting were all planned for. It laid out a chain of responsibility so everyone knew who was doing what, where, and when. The War Book paints a picture of a village totally committed to a task and highly organised. They planned for all contingencies, allocating fields for sanitation and burial of the expected dead. They planned for the homeless and for emergency rescue squads. Everyone seemed to play a part, be it ever so humble. A remarkable book, recording remarkable work by very ordinary people. Thankfully, their work was never really needed. And the article is accompanied by a photo of the Home Guard, all dressed in uniform and wearing their hats, 23 of them.